Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On Now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A recent study published in JAMA Psychology revealed that a third of adults in the U.S. have an alcohol disorder at some point in their life, and 20% will actually seek treatment for it. You see alcohol in commercials, in television shows, the good wife, she's always waiting till 5 o'clock pouring her glass of wine. When does it cross the line into the dark side? When do you feel within yourself that maybe you're drinking a little too much and maybe it's time to, curtail or seek treatment? My guest today is Dr. William Stanley. He's the medical director of Summit Behavioral Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stanley. So first of all, what is the line that's drawn sort of in the sand? Is there a line that's drawn in the sand between moderate social drinking, having a nightly glass of wine, and when it becomes something that really is problematic and needs to be addressed?
Very difficult question, but it really falls on the person to be strong enough to recognize, as you said, when there's a problem. When that person, or let's say if that person is able to socially go out for a happy hour or to have that glass of wine at night, but yet still be able to function and do all of their, as we call it, activities of daily living without any concern or issue, then it's probably by definition mild to moderate drinking. And I won't say there's no concern, but there's no immediate concern. When it becomes a problem, though, is when that person begins to realize that, or should I say, maybe doesn't realize, but when we're able to see that that person is now beginning to interfere with that person's ability to do their daily activity, whether it be work, whether it be home, whether it be finances, whether it's taking care of the kids, etc., that's when it becomes a problem.
So there are functional alcoholics. There are people who can take care of all of those things, go to work, take care of the kids, do their finances, and yet they're still an alcoholic as well. How do you spot those guys?
Very good. By definition, it's easier for the family member or the good friend to recognize that there's an impairment, usually long before the actual person will identify and recognize that there's an impairment. One of the signs that is very classic with someone who has an alcohol use disorder is the issue of denial. They will forever deny that there's a problem. If there's a problem at work, it's because of the other person. If there's a problem at home, it's because of the spouse. But usually the spouse or the coworker or the good friend is able to recognize long before the patient that there actually is a problem.
Okay, so what, we've all heard about all the different treatment plans that are out there for people. There's AA, and then if you can't help them, they say help yourself with, things like Al-Anon and all of these different things. So what's your best advice, Dr. Stanley, for what people should be doing if they've got somebody who they deem has an alcohol problem? So first we're going to talk about if you know somebody, and second then we'll talk about if it's you yourself. But what do you tell people that they can do or help getting treatment for their loved one? What do you tell them?
Not a one-shot answer. It's very difficult because most often, especially if it's a loved one, you want to be objective, but it's very hard to be objective, and a lot of times you end up condescending in one form or fashion, but threatening it. Oh, you have a problem. It's really hard to take that tack. You really want to be very supportive of that person. You want to say, hey, look, there's been a difference. There's been a change. We need to talk about what's going on and how best to deal with it. But the best thing to do is to try and get that person to see maybe someone else who is having the problem and say, do you recognize how Joe over there is having this issue? Well, I'm beginning to sense that we're having that same issue here. What do you think? You want to be as supportive as possible. You want to try and open some doors. You mentioned AA. AA is a definite, an absolute positive in terms of opening the door to address that problem. But until that person is willing to accept that there is a problem, AA might be difficult. You have Al-Anon, by definition, is for family members or friends of someone with an alcohol use disorder to give them support for helping to deal with this problem. But it's trying to get the person to recognize that there's an issue and what can we do. Is it just something that you can do through your primary doctor? Is it something that you need to see a therapist for? Is it something that you might need to look at an inpatient detox and or rehab program? And then after you've gone through that process and there's been a period of sobriety, then you look at outpatient treatment programs. Then you look at AA and NA and other programs along that line.
Dr. Stanley, you're medical director of Summit Behavioral Health, an alcohol addiction center, Do you believe that moderation is possible?
Well, if you believe that alcohol is a disease, then by definition, moderation is not possible. That person will always be at risk, even if there's been a period of sobriety, whether it be 30 days or 2 or 3 years. That person is always at risk for walking back down that road that he had previously or she had previously been. So, you know, from my side of the table, I really cannot objectively say, oh, yes, it is comfortable that you can maybe have one glass of wine here or a drink here. You know, we have to toe the line and say, you know, this is a disease process, and you consistently, ongoingly have to work the disease process, understanding that if you let your guard down, if you don't use your tools that you've put in place, your coping mechanisms that you've put in place, that you are at high risk of going down the same road that you had been before.
In the show The West Wing, Leo McGarry made a statement. He was an alcoholic, and he said, it's not that I don't just want one. I want 10. If somebody is a nightly drinker, but they stop after one or two, but they want to have one every night, beer, wine, whatever it is, versus the person who drinks till they're drunk, is there a difference? Is there an alcohol dependence versus alcohol abuse?
There definitely is a difference. And when you, in that scenario, you can have five people who are nightly drinkers, and let's say they have 2 or 3 glasses of wine every night. By definition, all five aren't just alcohol abusers. All five aren't alcohol dependent. There may be 1 over here, 4 over here, 2 over here, 3 over here. It depends on the family history. Is there a family history of alcohol dependence? Depends on the ethnicity. In particular, Native Americans are at high risk for alcoholism. In this country, Caucasians are at a high risk of alcoholism. Lower socioeconomic situations put one at a higher risk of alcoholism. So, you know, it's not a cut and dry answer, but by definition, to the question you asked, alcohol abuse is when, yes, you can drink in excess, and again, in excess is different for every person. In excess could be 2 glasses of wine versus 10 shots for the other person. But you can drink in excess, however, still maintain your faculties and still maintain your functionality. Whereas alcohol dependence is when, say, take the same 2 glasses of wine or 10 shots of liquor, where you now become dependent because you have that need to have more. You have that need to feel the euphoria and the buzz that you get from it, and then you start seeing impairment as a result. Loss of functionality, loss of the ability to take care of home, loss of the ability to
work. Now, we're out of time, Dr. Stanley, and what a good guest you are. It's such an important topic. In just about 10 seconds, give us your website where people can go for help.
Oh, definitely. SummitHelps.com. We have outpatient programs available. We have inpatient detox available, and it's definitely worth the opportunity.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. If you miss any of our great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.